the more I see of people's lives, the more I'm impacted by the stark reality that each one of us is facing some sort of struggle in our lives. How about you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Yeah, sure, there are short seasons when all's quiet on the Western Front, so as to speak. But it doesn't take long for some adversity, some struggle, some conflict, some thing to raise its ugly head, right? And in those times, we all could use a helping hand. We all could use a friend to talk to. And putting the shoe on the other foot for a moment, we all could be that helping hand, that friend in need to someone else. Really? Do I have to? Well, it can be a lot easier than you might think. The Apostle Paul was writing to his friend Titus about what it takes to be a church leader. And tucked away in that list of qualifications is something that's all too easily missed. Titus chapter 1, verse 8. An elder must be ready to help people by welcoming them into his home. He must love what is good. He must be wise. He must live right. He must be devoted to God and pleasing to him. And he must be able to control himself. Yeah, sure, an elder should be good and wise and devoted and pleasing to God, self-controlled. All that makes sense. But the bit that's easy to miss? An elder must be ready to help people by welcoming them into his home. The simple act of hospitality, a cup of tea or a coffee or a meal together, some simple fellowship, often that's all it takes. Be ready to welcome people into your home. That's God's word, fresh for you today. You know, it's often the simple things that can make such a powerful difference in our lives and the lives of those around us. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.